step further, I will look at the media engine of the Intel graphic catalog. Actually, this engine is about the after Gen 4. The whole engine is, can be shared. Some part of the engine is designed for the media. Some part of the engine is not designed for the media. It's shared by both the 3D pipeline and the media pipeline. So we have to choose which pipeline to use at the beginning, the non-streamer. So I ignore those 3D parts. If we are going to the media part, then we have some fixed function means the different thread. Then he exchange information to with the write to the video memory or read from video memory with the help of the shared point function, the data port and temporal. The EU kernel itself kills itself if it is until kills itself by sending a message to the thread spawner. And he can ask the thread spawner to spawn a child thread. That means that we can have a hierarchy of thread even in the CPU side. Send a message to the thread spawner. You are equipped to put some payload to pass some payload to the child. And that actually is a very complex. You can imagine, we can even have a hierarchy of hardware thread in the GPU side. Okay, all the media engine wants to do is to we have some raw data in the video memory. Then we decode it and return to some other video memory in the unit of the picture. Right. That's the all the video engine is doing. So what the our video engine can do is according to the mode of operation we are selecting. We can select a different mode of operation. Some, like the upper part, the VLD and IS and IQ, those kind of operations may be accomplished by video graphics engine or by host software, which means by CPU. If you choose to programming our hardware to use the video processing engine to do that, you have to choose the VLD mode or some IS mode in the hardware. So we put the input data in fixed layout and the fixed function hardware will just do the first trend of the decoding for us. And the IDCT and MC part is we have to program it with the shader. I call it shader, somebody call it kernel. So, but currently our implementation is just like this. Only the motion composition part is done by GPU. The other part is done with host software. Just because the IDCT part is not optimized enough, I have no time to optimize it enough. So IDCT plus MC is still not fast enough to decode very high definition video. You can see in the from the VLD stands for the variable length decoding. If we want to decode from the VLD side, the data should begin with the slice data, first slice. Actually, for XVLC, the API is designed for the first macro block, base. So it's naturally designed for the motion composition part. That means every macro block will spawn a thread for that. This is the XVLC API. Usually media application gets some MPEG. Let's use the MPEG as an example. Because XVLC only includes MPEG 1 and MPEG 2, not including any H.264. coded into a slice of macro blocks. Every macro block has its GCP data from parameters like information vectors and some field parameters. This will pass to XVNC library. The XVNC library will just decode those into some media, some graphics command to command streamer. Through the DI interface, you will pass this command and let the hardware perform the calculation, the motion computation, and anything. And for the expensive, most it works like OpenGL DI client. Yeah. Only sometimes he want to operate with the Excel only when he want to allocate some resource like the drawable and the such kind of thing. Or rendering or synchronizing. The synchronization, we will talk to the Excel. All the decoding process goes through the DR and DR direct the kernel with the help from graphic hardware. Okay, here are the video memory layout. The video memory layout is like this. We have a mount stream that's a flash buffer. Every flash buffer has a lot of media commands. The most important media command is the media point command and the media object command. The media point command will have a pointer to some media state, like the VFE state and something else. The VFE state will describe what kind of the operation you will have. Something like where do you indirect data code, what kind of macro block you are, what kind of operation you are working on. Here we mostly refer to the generic mode. Generic mode is something like you can freely design what You piece of some part. The first part is you can see the beginning with the G, it's a general congestion. Then it begins with the 5, that means it's the resistance number of the 5. On the top, you have every line we have the stands for 1 feet for resistance. The 5 feet resistance. No, 6 resistance is the G5. Point 2 means it's sub-register, it will go from the 0 sub-register, it comes from right to the left, you can the beginning of the register, then we have the vertex stripe in the register part. There's the 60. That means you can see the graph. Here I draw 16 elements of the register, not just because this register can only have a 16 elements, just because I use the executive side of the 16 of the example. For example, this instruction is 16 way instruction. So you can have this graphical stride of 16. And another element is the Y. You can see I spread it the 4, 8 way. I spread it 8 way. And then we have the horizontal stripe. That means for every sub-register, we find every two its result is more than 255. You were just touching to 255. You add the attack prefix to them. It's just more like this. Sixteen ways of operation. Okay, you can see this is the for this kind of operation you can define it is very very suitable for motion composition. Motion composition, if you are familiar with media decoding, just a lot of operations are just like this. We have the input block of 65 elements. So we can do it in just a few single instructions to do the such as average or moving or something like that or cooling or something like that. But this is not very suitable for when a media kernel is started, it contains a lot of such kind of instruction. Just when one thread begins, the payload is already there. As it means the input data is already there. Sound like the machine motion vector or something is just like the this is only an example. Actually, the layout is not active. I have designed the layout. How the IDCC data is put in where and where the register need to put the reference data. I leave some space for the reference string data, and I use some message to reading, and then I leave some space for the intermediate data, and I put the intermediate calculation. Then I create some space for the output data, organizing some commands so I can write it back to the video memory with message either write message. So we use the planar data, not the packet data. Yeah. repair design